Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Let's Get Personal podcast, where we have conversations about everything. My name is Jordan Antle, the host of this podcast, and today we'll be talking about success and why clinging to your successes can lead to a very bad road. However, before we get into the conversation, I did want to bring up for any of you out there that listens to the Let's Get Personal podcast and enjoys what we do here, it would be awesome for you to follow me over on Twitter and on Facebook at LGP Podcast. And that is also LGP Podcast on Facebook as well. It would be great if you could go over there, like the page, follow us, you know, and we'll keep you updated and posted on, of course, when we upload these podcast episodes. And of course, if you want to follow me on my personal Instagram, which is at TFR Jordan, I'm also actively updating on there as well. But with that being said, let me just get into it. So guys, today with success, I want to talk about success. I want to share a personal story with you about my success, but also the problems that came with that success. And I also want to just talk about a lot of things that I feel is not really ever talked about. Because let's be honest, for a lot of people out there, when you hear about somebody's success, you often just kind of reflect it onto yourself and feel like you're not really as good. Because, you know, it's like being on Instagram and seeing people, you know, in the Bahamas while you're kind of at work doing your crappy job every day. And, you know, you're seeing all these people living these adventurous lives and they're traveling the world and they're rich and yada, yada, yada. And you just kind of look at yourself, you're like, wow, I guess I really screwed up, huh? You know, and I think that can be said for, you know, when you hear about other people's successes as well. I can say for a fact, okay, that before I ever became successful, which was with my YouTube and a couple other things, actually, but before the YouTube success, you know, I used to get really almost envious of other people's success. And I feel that even just kind of being told it really just made me feel very, like, empty on the inside. It really didn't make me feel great. And the problem with that was that, you know, that was not a great mindset. And I really recommend anybody out there that, you know, gets really petty and envious towards other people's successes, I would really advise that you try and overcome that. I really think you should practice a way of self-awareness and to realize that, you know, success happens to everybody. It can happen, but, you know, it's just not necessarily guaranteed. I mean, look at Colonel Sanders. I mean, the man was in his 60s before KFC became a thing, and before that, nobody knew who he was. So it really goes to show that success is practically ageless. I mean, there are kids that are successful. There are people in their 70s who are successful. So that was my little tangent there on that. But what I really want to talk about, and I think it's something that it's not really talked about often, is when you are successful and then you lose that kind of success and you cling on to it. You know, when you cling on to success, and let's just say it just goes down the drain. Let's say you have a business that became very successful, and it got off the ground, and it was marvelous. It was wonderful. But then, for some reason, sales were, like, stopped happening, or for, you know, like, some tragedy, or just in general, people just stopped really paying attention to you or your product or whatever, your company, and your business kind of just goes bankrupt. And ends, essentially. And I think what obviously comes with that failure and with the business failing is that personal attachment to that success that you know, the individual had. And it can lead down a terrible, terrible road of, you know, like, self-defeat. Like, it's self-defeating, and you become very depressed, and you think you're just terrible at what you do. You think you've failed. You think you just become miserable. And I think that's a mindset that a lot of people automatically fall into, because I think it's super easy to always turn to the negative. I think it's really simple to complain and feel bad. It's so easy, but it's not easy. It's not easy at all to, you know, kind of face through the hard times and still kind of have a smile on your face, you know, have that voice telling you that everything will be okay, even when things don't feel like they're okay. I think this is something that not a lot of people really do. I think it's sad. It's really sad, because with self-awareness and all these kind of practices with mindset and positive talk, you know, I think that not enough people have it. And, you know, I especially think that for people who become successful and they end up not becoming successful anymore, I think, or when that success kind of just, like, runs out of time, you know, it leads to people who, you know, end up committing suicide in extreme cases, but it's happened. You know, it's happened with singers, it's happened with actors, it's happened with businessmen and women. It's happened to men and women on every spectrum. It's happened to everybody at some point in every field, in every different way. And I think it's really sad because a lot of these people end up turning to drugs, or they just continue to live their lives thinking that they just continue to live miserably. And, you know, when I talk about success, it doesn't necessarily mean a huge success either, because, you know, success is really in the eye of the beholder in a way. You know, it's like something that I don't think is successful to others might seem amazing. Like, for example, I started this podcast and a lot of people were congratulating me. And I kind of just stopped. I'm like, why are you congratulating me for the podcast? And they're like, oh, for the launch of the podcast. And I mean, I was like, oh, thank you. But to me, it was like, well, I mean, anybody could do this. Anybody could start a podcast. And I know, like, these people were just kind of being nice, which was greatly appreciated. But it kind of, like, to me, I didn't really feel like I deserved to be congratulated. I don't know. It felt very awkward and weird to hear it. But there are people out there that think what I'm doing and what people do, and, you know, working, making action, making a podcast, launching things, and starting small businesses that are not successful are big success to their eyes. So that's a really nice example. But now I want to get into a little bit of a personal story that I want to share with you guys. And I don't actually think I've ever openly talked about this. So if you don't know, I had a successful YouTube channel. I hit over a million subscribers. It's called The Fear Razor if you want to check it out. It's kind of a mess right now, if I'm being real with you, but, you know, I'm kind of like beginning to turn towards gaming again, and it's mostly, you know, the success came from cartoons and animations and stories and, you know, gaming videos in general and yada, yada, yada. But the story is really centered around how so many people saw the crazy, crazy success in me. And, you know, it was amazing for a long time, or a little while, for sure. You know, it was great, and I was hustling a lot. It was a hobby, became a job, and which was great because I was a university student struggling to make money. I worked like 7 different jobs. It was terrible. Set a minimum wage, like restaurant jobs. And then out of nowhere, my YouTube success just kind of blossomed, and it was amazing. And you know, I definitely felt like I earned it. It was definitely a shock, though. I didn't really understand what fame was on YouTube, internet fame. And, you know, over time, I eventually hit a million subscribers. And it was, you know what? It was kind of empty. You know, it took 7 years to hit that milestone. 7 years. And when I finally hit it, it almost just didn't feel like a whole lot at all. And that's the crazy part. I'll never forget it. It was in Seattle. It happened, I believe, in the spring a couple of years ago. And it was wild. You know, I was out there visiting friends, and then it happened. I hit a million. And it was crazy. Like, it was a crazy feeling to hit that level. Because I struggled for the last 100,000 subscribers. When I hit 900,000 subscribers, the struggle to get to a million was real. It was crazy. And it's so weird because before the 900,000, I actually uploaded a video that went mega viral. I actually think I got about 80,000 subscribers from one video in a week. So it was crazy, right? It's like cocaine rush, right? Like, not that I'm talking from experience, but, you know, you get this crazy high and then it dies. And you just sink. Your mood sinks. And it really reflects onto you. And you're like, oh my God, like, what a rush. But like, now I'm struggling. Now my mood is low. And that's exactly what it was like to get to a million. So when I finally got that, it was like a sigh of relief, for sure. But I can't say I was like so uplifted as like I thought it would be. You know, the experience hitting a million subscribers to when I was younger looked incredible. It was the epitome. It was the peak of where I wanted it to be. And then I finally got there, and, you know, it kind of just wasn't a whole lot at all. And I think in that moment, I realized that clinging to success, I mean, like, what does it really do for you? I mean, once you've hit that milestone, that's all it really becomes. It's a milestone. You just put it in your pocket, and that's it. You cannot be happy forever, right? You can't. And I think that was like the crazy lesson I realized was that this thing, this huge goal I had for 7 years, I finally got it, was just one goal. And I associated with that goal for a long time. It was really kind of the drive behind what I did on YouTube. And when I finally got there, you know, and looking back to now, you know, my channel really started going downhill. And I just kind of also lost meaning in what I was doing on YouTube. It was like, well, what? I already hit 1 million. I don't want to hit 10 million. That's way too much. And it took me 7 years to hit 1 million. That was really as far as I wanted to go. And it's like, well, here I am, you know. And once my channel started to go downhill, which it unfortunately still is not a great spot, I was becoming super depressed, you know. To think somebody could get 1 million subscribers and then lose everything, like it never mattered. And that's a real thing that's happened to many people online. Online, of course, you know, I say that again because you don't really see this in the celebrity world in this way. There are celebrities who, you know, become successful and then their rise to fame falls. But, you know, there's still a lot of money and a lot of, you know, stability in life. It's just the bar has been set in that setting. And I guess when it comes to being a YouTuber, no one really cares, I guess, in a really, I mean, if I can say that, like, nobody cares as much in the real world towards internet fame because it's not really something that happens often. And I think there's just a lot of older people who don't really understand it, because I would also tell people who are a lot older than me about my successes in the film industry and stuff, and trying to impress some people, not gonna lie, I was, and they just didn't really seem to care. There's a video I'm a part of that got 100 million views. And I've showed that to a couple of people. I was trying to get into voice acting when I was in Toronto. People barely batted an eye at that. Like, to them, that was like not, they didn't care. It was like, okay, well, I don't understand what I'm looking at. They see these numbers and it just doesn't really make sense to them. And it's insane, right? And I think that, you know, I was really hoping that I could launch myself into like something bigger. And it started to just not happen. And I think it really kind of led down a spiraling path of depression for me, because I started thinking that I was, that I was not as great as I thought I was. And it was all merely because my channel was going downhill. I never actually appreciated the skills that I earned from this journey. I never looked at all the good that happened, the memories and the successes that did happen. And I never cared. I never cared, and it was all because I was super sad and depressed and thought that I was going to go nowhere. And if I'm being really honest with you, it's only been recently that I've kind of come to the conclusion that clinging to success is, it's not a great idea. It doesn't define who you are as a person. And I also think people need to realize that just because you've been successful in one thing doesn't mean that everything is just going to start being successful. I think people have these weird expectations that, oh, I'm successful. Oh, like, this is great. And now I'm going to be successful in this area. I'm going to write a book and it's going to be successful. And this is going to happen and this is going to happen. And, you know, and I think the reality of that is that that's not necessarily true at all. And I think that everybody fails, you know, like everybody has the possibility of failing and nothing is guaranteed. And that also includes success, you know, because, you know, the expectation, like having expectations that you deserve more success because you did it once is a fallacy. I, like, don't get me wrong, I'm very humble that I hit 1 million subscribers, but, like, you know, I'm hustling in other areas. Like, I myself have wrote a book. You know, this podcast is not exactly very big right now. I don't even have a lot of listeners for this podcast, but yet I have 1 million subscribers. You know, like, I was successful in one thing, but I'm not successful in others. And that's not to say that it won't come, but, you know, you cannot have expectations that things will work out. You really got to just enjoy the process. You got to enjoy the journey. I believe Ed Sheeran actually talked about how, you know, before he got successful, he was grinding. Like, he was literally playing in empty pubs. He was playing at weddings. Like, nobody really listened or cared. And you know, and look where he is now. He's huge. And I just think so many people, they look at the spotlight and the success, and they don't actually look about, they don't actually look at the what it takes to get there. But, you know, with that being said, the success is not guaranteed, but the hustle is. So keep that in mind next time for anyone out there that has been successful or potentially might be in the future. And here's the hoping that it's going to be hard. And once you've gotten it, Don't get too close to it, okay? Keep a distance. Don't let it grow your ego. And do your best to realize that success is just that. It is just success. Whether it's success to you or to other people, as long as it matters to you, then that's all that really matters. And even though it doesn't always stick around, does not mean that it can't happen again. All right, everybody. Well, that is it for the Let's Get Personal podcast. I hope you guys have been enjoying this podcast. And if you do, be sure to rate us on Stitcher, on Apple. Be sure to subscribe. And of course, if you can, follow us on our Twitter and Facebook. That is at LGP Podcast. All right. Thank you again so much for listening. And until next time, we'll see you in the next one. Take care and have a great day.